And a good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas. It is 5 o'clock. One of the things that we have been doing here over the last several days is providing daily updates. We now do them at 7 a.m. on a Sunday through Saturday basis and at 5 p.m. also every day of the week. We have our afternoon update and joined today by the director of the Riley County Health Department, Julie Gibbs. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
We're certainly thankful for your efforts, and I know that it's an effort for a lot of people to make sure that information is spread out throughout the community, and we're very honored and proud to be able to do that here at KMAN. So let's kind of get started, Julie, with an update on the coronavirus and community spread locally and across Kansas.
Sure. So as of today, we know that Kansas has had 64 positive cases in the state with two deaths in Johnson County and Wyandotte County. We have had only the one positive case here in Riley County and no sign of community spread here in Riley County or in the region. We really appreciate the statement from the patient's wife explaining that the family only traveled directly from the airport to their home. And have been isolated since, only to go out to the hospital. So this really helps to reduce the risk of exposing others. And I think there was a lot of concern in the past few days about that. So I just want the community to know that that risk is very low because this family did everything correctly. We do understand that the patient is still at Via Christi being treated for severe respiratory illness. And we are in contact with the patient and his family and other individuals who have come in contact with them every day. We hope for a speedy recovery for the patient, and we really wish his family well.
And I understand that to the others that were involved, not only Mr. Smith's family, but also a number of K-State students that were there in London to study abroad, I understand that they have taken quarantine measures as well.
Yes, they were directed to go into quarantine, according to public health officials. So those that are in quarantine have to stay in quarantine for 14 days.
Do you have any updates on the 14 students, I think it was 14 or maybe 18 K-State students that were quarantined in Jardine?
I don't have an update for you right now. I can get that for you, though, either the next time or I can have Bob update you on the morning.
We'll get that information from you tomorrow, so that'd be terrific.
Sure.
So thank you.
Yes.
I know that sometimes, you know, we don't plan all these questions, and we tend to fly by the seat of our pants, but there's a lot of information that we want to get to. Julie, you issued a new order earlier this afternoon. Could you give us some of the details of what is involved in this, what I understand is a second health officer order that you issued today?
Right. So on Friday, I issued the order of prohibiting public gatherings of more than 10 people. So today we were able to define that order in more detail and kind of clean it up, if you will. We did put a press release out earlier with that information, along with a list of frequently asked questions. And this was mainly in response to a lot of questions and concerns that we got with the first order. We just really need to do more defining of what we meant in our first order. There's also a really good graphic on our Facebook page that shows the groups that would fall under that order and the groups that would be exempt. So just to kind of recap, we are indefinitely prohibiting non-medical services that do not allow for social distancing, such as hair salons, nail salons, and fitness centers. That was a little unclear with that first order. So because they cannot practice that social distancing, they need to cease services at this time until April 4th. We are also prohibiting access to public playground equipment, but not to parks and trails. Another thing is restaurants, bars, coffee shops with dine-in seating are prohibited. They are allowed to offer drive-through, carry-out, and curbside services as well as delivery, but their dine-in is prohibited.
What about other places, retail stores? What are your thoughts on that?
Those are exempt, but we really encourage that social distancing, so we encourage individuals when they need to go to the stores and only if they really need to. We're no longer just shopping casually. We're going in, getting what we need, and getting home. Make sure that you spend as less time there as possible and just get what you need and make sure that you're allowing for 6 feet between you and another person.
One of the other things, and you stress this all along, is to not panic. And the reason I bring that up is there's a lot of, I guess you could probably call it panic buying shopping, to where, you know, you go to any store in Manhattan right now and you'd be hard-pressed, if you have any luck at all, to find things like toilet paper and Lysol, cleaning supplies, sanitary aspects. And that's one of the things that there's a lot of people that are still in need of that. And the hoarding situation is got to be a real challenge for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need to panic, no need to hoard. Please only purchase the supplies that you need so that others can be equally prepared. We really need to think about other people in this situation. There's no reason to stock up right now. You can always go out to the store and get what you need and come back home. No reason to hoard and certainly no reason to panic at this time.
We also want to reemphasize the call screening number that you and other health professionals have provided. Bring us up to date on that.
Yeah, sure. So that number is staffed by a medical professional, and it is available every day from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. That is the number for screening, so it's only a number that you would call if you have symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath. And the number to call is 785-323-6400. And again, that is available every day from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. It is available if you have symptoms, and that would be your first step. So if you start to develop symptoms, you'll want to call that number. Again, it's 785-323-6400.
We're speaking with Julie Gibbs, director of the Riley County Health Department. And Julie, I understand that you have been in contact with some of your colleagues in other surrounding counties as well as the state of Kansas. What are you hearing from particularly in the region in terms of medical supplies, masks and ventilators and even hospital rooms, their availability at this time?
Right. So I'm involved with a listserv of other local health department administrators and health officers, and we are constantly chattering back and forth day and night on that listserv about what are some other resources that we can use, what are some other ways to get supplies. We know that it is an issue statewide, and so we're looking into that every single day. We have a good community here, a close-knit community here, as far as our medical society. So we're in contact with our healthcare providers, and we actually have a list of what they have and what their needs are, so we can help address that. And I think that's the key, is just staying in constant contact with our healthcare providers and the other local health departments to make sure that we're stocked and that if we ever need something, that we know where to find that.
I know there are a lot of construction companies, a lot of people that work with their hands that utilize masks on a day-to-day basis to protect themselves. I saw earlier that one nationally based hardware store is donating all of their masks to local healthcare providers. Is that something that, you're in a position to accept those if somebody were able to step forth and help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It may depend on a few factors, kind of mask they are and what we need and things like that. But yeah, certainly, please feel free to reach out to our health department. We could always look into that.
Should someone call in on the call screening number and they seem to think that they are going to need to go to the hospital or to their local personal care provider, how are some of these folks, what can they expect in terms of treatment?
Sure. So it will really depend on the situation and what's going on with that individual. So the person manning the call center is an actual medical provider, or a nurse, rather. So they'll be able to screen you correctly and tell you what to do. If you are experiencing severe symptoms or something that could be life-threatening, you can go to the hospital. So they'll let you know. Go to the hospital, call 911. I know there was a rumor going around that the hospital is not taking patients, and that's not true. So please go to the hospital, especially if it's life-threatening.
I know that the hospital has made some decisions. We had Bob Koppel on this morning talking about some of the maybe elective-type procedures and surgeries that can be delayed so that they can, basically stretch through the supplies and also the staffing aspect as well.
Yeah, they're making really great arrangements. They're very prepared for what might come, and I applaud them for that, and as well as other healthcare providers around the area doing all that they can to really just be prepared for this.
I was looking down the state's the KDHE public update and kind of comparing notes over the last few days, and we've seen about a 20-25% increase in the number of COVID positive tests over the last several days, and still there's a total of, it looks like, 14 Kansas counties that have had residents or at least have had positive cases confirmed. Douglas County had 3 more. There's a few more in Johnson County and a couple of more in Wyandotte. But this is, we talked about this, I think, Thursday or Friday, that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we already have had our first case, but the social distancing seems to be, and I guess this is my personal perspective, at a 20-25% increase, that pales in comparison to some of the metro areas that we've been reading and hearing about.
Yeah, that's right. It's so important to, social distancing and hand hygiene and things like that to really try to do everything that we can to reduce the risk. Because like you said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I know we've already seen our first positive case, but there is a good chance that we'll see more. It will continue to spread as it has, but we really need to do what we can to stay indoors and only get out when we absolutely need to.
I know that there has been a number of closures of buildings. Basically, just about every city and county office has been shut down. What about some of the regular day-to-day duties at the Riley County Health Department that you perform? Have you basically curtailed that activity for now?
We have, yes. We are only, we're not open to the public, like many other county buildings, and we are taking calls. We're still answering emails. We still do some of our services, but it's via Zoom or on the phone. A lot of our WIC services have gone that way. So we're providing limited services, but certainly not our full scale services.
And I think one of my main concerns there was for your WIC users, and what kind of challenges are they facing with this situation?
The WIC program is very unique. They have their own set of guidelines that they follow, but luckily, it's been very well, brought down as far as what they're supposed to be doing. So it kind of goes down, it funnels through the communication channels. And so our supervisor, Jane Freinberger, she's been great about getting that message out to her staff and what they need to be doing. They've been great about getting that message out to their clients. So they're doing all that they can from a distance right now.
I don't know if you deal anything with food stamps or not, but I know that there are certain products in grocery stores that are eligible for food stamps and some that are not. And this kind of goes back to the hoarding concerns that we had earlier, that there are some, just like, certain brands of a particular product that are eligible for food stamps, that and some that aren't. And some people, I've heard a number of reports of people taking whatever they can. And for those that are on food stamps, that's a challenge too for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes back to that point. Don't panic. There's no reason to hoard. Just go about your shopping like you would on a week-to-week basis or however often it is that you usually get out. There's no reason to stock up right now. We need to keep in mind other people who are at need as well.
Well, Julie, we've asked a lot of questions. Is there anything that we haven't touched base on that you feel that it's needed to be said?
Just a reminder to only get your information from a reliable source like your local health department, KDHE, or CDC. We send out a lot of Facebook posts every day, so please share those when you can. And definitely check out our website. We update that multiple times a day.
Certainly. Well, we're certainly grateful that you were able to take some time to visit with us today, and we'll continue to provide these daily updates. And as we said, Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi Hospital will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, and I understand that that's going to be kind of a routine schedule for the two of you. But it certainly takes a community effort, and we're very happy that we could pass along your message to the community.
Thank you, Dave.
Stay strong, keep healthy, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here at News Radio KMAN this afternoon. This interview will be posted on our website and on social media in a few moments, as you know, that may be something that you want to share with some family members as well. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN. Special thanks not only to Julie, but there's a whole lot of people that are going to bat for our community. A lot of people in emergency services, of course, those in the healthcare industry. And if you think about all the people that are working diligently to keep our community fed, there's so many local restaurants that are doing carryout orders and being very creative about that. There are a number of local retailers that are doing things. They can do your shopping in store via FaceTime or something like that. Some very creative things, and that's really, really great to see. We also want to remind you about the MHK Together opportunity, where you can help out some of those that have been whose employment has been ended, maybe temporarily, and maybe not just temporarily. And that's a neat thing that you can find out more about, mhktogether.org. So those are some things that you can continue to do. And just be nice, be helpful, be patient, be understanding, be kind, and be prayerful as well as we continue to go through this. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.